Welcome to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. I'm Joey Roberts. Welcome back to 15 Minutes of Friday. Happy holidays from all of us at the Fearless Sellers podcast. We hope it is magical. Let's dig into the top questions that I get and our team gets at AMZ Insiders from our members and just anybody reaching out really about selling on Amazon. The number one question we always get, and I'm sure you guys can guess this, is around product selection. Either what should I sell on Amazon or what product should I add to my current store? I was actually on a Zoom call with one of our members today, and we were looking into her numbers and how many units she needed to sell, right? I'm always about, hey, how many units do you need to sell on Monday? How many do you need to sell this weekend, Saturday, Sunday? And we were going over the amount of units, and it was a high number of units to get her to her goal of $1 million in 1 year of sales. So for her, the advice is let's go after higher cost products that have high demand and lower competition, but they sell for more on Amazon. And this is a case study that I'm giving you, but for everybody, product selection and what products you should be selling is like uncovering a hidden gem. It is the secret to selling on Amazon. And actually, you have to have a product to sell on Amazon. But when you have the right product, hitting your goals, your numbers, and selling is a lot easier. So you want to spend time on product selection. That's something I always tell people. It can be overwhelming. You might want to rush through it, but really you do have to put the time in and understand that it can be overwhelming and it's not always that fun, but you want to use lists like bestsellers lists and keep an eye on lists of market trends. And then what can you do to make your product better or even more expensive in a different price point? That's something that I like to do a lot. Like I'm launching another product right now, and I'm having it designed to be towards a more lucrative product market. I'm not saying that right, but you know what I mean. It's like a more aspirational buyer who wants to spend a little bit more money so that the product will bring in more money with the margin. And I'm spending more on the packaging design, like it in the formulation. So it really is a higher value product. And that might not be right for you where you're at right now. Use tools, Helium 10. We use that for deeper insights. Validate on there. You can do your product research on there. And if you're still stuck with product selection, it's time to reach out and get some help. I'd love to help you. You can go to amzfearless.com, book a free call with our program director or somebody on our team, and we can talk to you, see if we can help you. I love helping people find products. It makes me so happy when you find your product and your sales start coming in. Next question, you can probably guess it, but it is supplier relationships. I got to tell you guys right out of the gate, it is really hard to negotiate with a supplier that you do not have a strong relationship with. One way to build a great relationship with a supplier before you've even bought from them is going to trade shows. That way you meet them face to face. They know who you are. They remember you. Second best is even if you're using a platform like Alibaba, you can FaceTime with them. I have FaceTimed with many potential suppliers and putting the face to the name, they really like that. They can give you a tour of their offices. But really what it is you're strengthening the relationship so you can negotiate with them because they like you. Think of it as an extension of your business because your supplier relation is the foundation for having a great Amazon business. And here's my bonus tip that I learned the hard way when I was a brand new seller is it is good to have a backup supplier or even two suppliers. I like to even have three. I'll have two that I can get from in China. And I always try to know how to get my products inside the US in case there's any supply demand issues. And we all know we don't want to run out of stock like I did many times. That's how I learned that lesson about making sure that I had backup suppliers. Now, being loyal to your supplier and upfront. I am kind of honest, but I'm also loyal. And I said, hey, I do have a backup supplier. I want you to be my main supplier, just so that there wasn't any. I was always worried they were going to like talk to other suppliers. It never happened, but I was upfront. You don't always have to be that honest. And another trick I did was I promised to send them a video review of their company, and they could use it however they wanted for marketing. So when I got my first big shipment, I would say, I made a video review for them saying, hey, this is really awesome. I like your products. And then they started letting me negotiate terms with them, meaning like I didn't have to pay 50% upfront. The second time I ordered, I only had to pay 30% upfront. So you get to negotiate when you have better relationships. And you don't have to wait too long, but just think of it as building a relationship. You want to like them. You want them to like you. It's a win-win situation. And then you can negotiate. But coming out hot and asking for a discount before they even know who you are can be a little off-putting. And then it'll set you up for a little bit of a roadblock, because now you have to break down those walls. All right. Next question is one of my favorites that I could probably talk about for an entire 20 minutes, but I'm going to keep this one short, is ranking secrets, like the Amazon algorithm, SEO. Optimizing your listing is an art. We know you have to use relevant and high-ranking keywords in your titles and descriptions. I definitely recommend using a software tool like Helium 10 to know what you want to rank for and what you can win at with your keywords in your title and your description. Now, when you're in the brand registry program, you have an amazing outlet that they give you for free because you're in the brand registry program of keywords that are already converting for you. So go into your brand analytics and deep dive into what Amazon is providing. I'm talking about inside your Seller Central account, going into your brand analytics and looking at your keywords and everything that's converting. That's going to help you to optimize your listing, knowing what your buyers are searching for and what's converting. That'll help you with your listing. It will also help you with your off Amazon traffic, like your Google ads. And not to get too much into the advertising, this is the last thing I want to say on keywords. I'm really into long tail keywords because people who are putting in the long tail keywords are ready to make a purchase. So for example, if I were to go on Google right now and say gifts for moms who have everything, right? Then Google knows I am actually looking to make a purchase. And anybody who has put that in their strategy to show up for that, I'm going to see their products. And then I'm going to buy something for my sister-in-law because Christmas is in, you know, a few days and I need a present. So long tail keywords in Google Ads is one of my favorite ways that helps with ranking. Moving on to customer feedback. Surprisingly, I love all of our members, but you guys get so upset when you get a negative review, and I feel it for you when it's like someone left a negative review. Hey, being an entrepreneur and selling on Amazon, you have to take a few on the chin. Just suck it up. Understand bad reviews happen. It's not personal. They have no idea who you are, what you look like. Just use it as an opportunity to improve your product, your brand, and get stronger. And you do want to address any negative feedback promptly, right? And be professional. And if there's an opportunity to connect with that customer, I highly recommend you do it legal, like within terms of service and professionally, because if they reach out to you or you know them, you can flip that around to make them be even more loyal to you and love your brand if they know the person behind it. That's happened to me when I was selling products in, it was like Father's Day for 2021. I'm not kidding you. A dad wrote into our customer service email and said that I absolutely ruined his Father's Day. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to pick up the phone and call this guy and talk to him about how awful his Father's Day is because of my product arriving with a piece that was missing. So I called, I wished him a happy Father's Day, and I said that that was just absolutely horrible and we were going to make it right and fix it. So you can use it as those opportunities. And if you have no way to reach out to them and it is a legitimate negative review, it wasn't like an attack from a competitor, then just understand that's part of this selling process and journey, and you will improve. And yeah, I'm sorry I don't have like a magic way to take down negative customer feedback, but I get asked this a lot and I sympathize with all of you. I've had negative reviews also, right? Nobody is perfect. We're going for passion, not perfection, even though we want everyone to love our products. Okay, so another one that I get a lot, and this one's been coming up a lot lately, is brand building. And sometimes the questions surprise me because I'm so into brand building. A lot of people, maybe because it was the holiday season, asked me, can I just have a store where I just sell a whole bunch of different items? It's like, well, the answer is yes. Amazon actually does allow that. You can have a store and you can put whatever you want on it. Now, when you are building an Amazon business that is an asset that's valuable to somebody else besides you, that they're going to want to give you millions of dollars and buy from you, then no, you have to keep your brand clean. You have to have everything related. So if I am selling pet supplies or pet products, then everything has to do with pets. And my store name would be something like Perfect Paws for Puggles, right? I have a Puggle. And that would be, everything would be related to Puggles in my store because that's part of my brand name. Now, if I couldn't resist because I see so many products, I'm like, ooh, I want to try that, or I need to sell this, or you get addicted to just launching products, create a completely new Amazon seller account and go ahead and go crazy over there. But please keep your brand that you're putting your passion and time and energy and money into and keep it super, super clean and stay on brand. The last question I get is, what is with Amazon's policies and updates? Why are they changing all the time? How am I supposed to know? What I want to say is open your Amazon Seller Central emails. Please pay attention to them, especially if they're from the brand registry program, because not only do you get like policy changes and updates, you'll also get an opportunity to maybe be one of the first to try out one of their new programs or connect even better with a brand registry account manager, which I highly recommend booking those calls and getting familiar with the brand registry team. I also look at the Amazon seller forums. Now, I don't jump on every single offering Amazon has immediately, like, you know, with the new shipping plans that they offer. I have not jumped on that. I like to let other people do it and Amazon works out the kinks and it gets improvements. And then I might say, hey, I'm going to give it a try and take the opportunity. And hey, if you're one of the first to try some of their programs, awesome. Let me know how it is. I love to hear everyone's experience. But also being informed means that you're going to be able to adapt and thrive. And all successful Amazon sellers adapt to keep their business going strong. And I'm even talking about on the service provider side. Like a long time ago, when Search, Find, Buy was still around and companies were helping with that, and then you know, came out, hey, that's going to be against Amazon's TOS terms of service. Well, then you have to shift and you have to figure out, well, how do I stay relevant without that tool? And every top agency has been able to thrive and adapt through that. So just know that selling on Amazon, it is Amazon's platform that we have the privilege to sell on. So we just adapt and we move along with their policies and take it serious when you get a compliance notice or any warning from Amazon. Respond professionally and definitely as quickly as possible to get it resolved. All right, those were a lot of questions. I didn't really even count how many we went through, but if you have any questions or you want me to share any questions on here, go ahead and send me a message on Instagram. It's joeyroberts.official, and I would love to know your questions and I can answer them in our next session of Q&A on the Fearless Sellers podcast. Well, until next time, stay fearless.
If you're already selling on Amazon or you're looking to get started and you want my help, go to amzfearless.com to book a free strategy selling session. We can see if we can help you out. That's amzfearless.com. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Fearless Sellers, the Women of Amazon podcast. Until next time, stay fearless.